It's the morning after the report into the murder of Belfast solicitor Pat Finucane, and you will have heard on the news that Mrs. Finucane, Geraldine Finucane, has dismissed the report as a sham and a whitewash. The Prime Minister has expressed shock. I want to speak to Brian Rowan, who's been a security correspondent and expert for many years. Brian, good morning.
Hiya, Frank. Good morning.
Brian, the Prime Minister talks about shock. Is there so much shock here in relation to the outcome of yesterday's report?
Well, I suppose the shock is the level of collusion and not collusion itself. And when you flick through the pages of this report, it's not the story of a few rotten apples, but something much bigger than that, something much more shocking than that. And if you go into the detail of what the collusion was, we're looking at leaks, at propaganda initiatives, failure to act on intelligence, agent involvement in murder, failure to investigate, cozy relationships between some police officers and senior loyalists. So I think it's the scale, the breakdown of what collusion actually was, that is the shock in the 1,000 pages or so of this latest report.
Collusion but not conspiracy at government level. The Finucanes don't accept this. Will they get any more than they've already got? There seems to be a positive vibe from Labour indeed.
Well, I think the Finucane hope will be that if there was a change of government, that the Labour government, or that a Labour government, would give them the public inquiry that they've been demanding for many, many years now. I think that David Cameron will hope that yesterday puts a full stop on this case. But you hear in the reactions to the report, to its findings, that the Finucane family certainly don't consider yesterday to be a full stop. And in fact, what they think yesterday does and makes real is that need for a public inquiry where information can be interrogated, where witnesses can be heard, presented, questioned. We hear their answers. And certainly the Finucane family believe that the state wanted Pat Finucane dead. They certainly believe there was a conspiracy. And their demand for that inquiry will continue.
How much of a plus is the outcome of this inquiry to those who would justify what they described as the war against the British forces, including the RUC?
Well, the conflict here is often presented in this very simplistic warring tribes frame, with the security forces and security services in the middle acting as an honest referee. And I think what we learn post-conflict, and we as journalists learn post-conflict, was that what happened here was much more complex, that there were many sides, and that every side has questions to answer. I write this morning about the past now being a battleground on which truth is both being sought and resisted. And it's not just the state's truth. It is the ugly secrets of the IRA and loyalist organisations. We can't build the present on the crumbling foundations of a past war that won't speak to the peace. And I think what yesterday tells us and confirms for us is that we need some sort of process that begins to address the past, that allows everyone, the hundreds, the thousands of families, to ask their questions and seek their answers. And what we have in the absence of that process, Frank, is a continuing effort to drag out the truth. And truth is something that you can't drag out, that we need this process that has proper rules, that has full participation, that brings every side and all sides to the table. That means Republicans and Loyalists. It means the British and Irish governments. It means the security forces, police and army, the intelligence services. People would say the churches need to be at that table, the media needs to be at that table, and that's where we might get some better understanding and explanation of what went on here in the past. But the past just can't be about what happened in the past. A process also has to be about ensuring that the past is not repeated and that we don't go down those roads again.
Brian, why was Pat Finucane targeted? Was it simply down to the fact that he was legally an expert in his field, or was it because people viewed him as someone sympathetic to the provisional movement?
He was a thorn in the side of the state. We read in this report that there were those in that intelligence and security world who identified him with his clients. That also was part of the collusion, part of the propaganda initiative that was played out against him. And those are the big questions, Frank. It's not just about what happened to Pat Finucane. It's about why it happened and who wanted him dead. And from yesterday's report, we still don't have the answers to those questions. I spoke to his family before they went to London yesterday, spoke to them a few days ago. And the question that you've just raised with me there is the very question that they raised with me. Who wanted him dead? Who chose him as an assassination target? Why was he not warned, not just in 1989, but in 1981 and in 1985 when there were other threats? And the family conclude that he wasn't warned because there was a policy not to warn him and because someone wanted him dead. And that's the truth that the family are still trying to dig out from the hidden places of the Pat Finucane case.
Do you believe in 30, 40 years from now, documents will come to the fore that will show people who are alive and working at this present moment in time were involved in the murder of Pat Finucane?
I fear that there are some of the ugliest truths of this conflict that will never emerge, no matter what sort of process we have. I argue that we should stop calling it a truth process, that we should try to set up and construct some sort of mechanism that delivers the maximum amount of information and explanation possible. But there are truths that all of the sides will not reveal because they are so ugly, they can't be revealed. And I think the background to the Pat Finucane case, what we're learning about it, the jigsaw that has been put together, shows us the darkest arts of a dirty war.
Brian Rowan, thanks very much for your time this morning. Thank you. Security expert Brian Rowan there. You can let us know what you think. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.